Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise God that you found time in your schedule to spend these next few moments with me. We've been looking at a few verses in Psalm 40, a psalm that David wrote. He said, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto my God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord." There's so much in just these three short verses, and that's my purpose in sharing with you so we can experience God's deliverance. And if you've just experienced that, you can be praising and rejoicing for His goodness and His faithfulness to you. Now, there are four wonderful things that God does for us. First of all, He brings us out of a horrible pit, and that refers to salvation from hell, as well as those dark times that we experience as believers. Job went through it. The great heroes of the Bible, David did. This is his psalm. He wrote that after some terrible experience that he had gone through. And as I shared on yesterday's broadcast in the 30th chapter of Jeremiah, he was let down into a miry cistern. It was a dungeon that didn't have water, but there was mud, and he sunk in the mud. And so, beloved, it doesn't mean that you have turned away from God or that you're some terrible sinner, because the enemy hates our confession. He hates our witness, and he'll do everything he can to discourage us. And God allows us sometimes to go through difficult times so that our faith can be perfected. If we had never experienced His deliverance, we wouldn't know that He's a great deliverer. And so, beloved, let's now look at the third thing that He does for us. He sets our feet upon a rock. Now, a rock is a solid foundation. And one of the things that I've had to do on this property is put gravel down on the roadways, and they have what they call pit run. It's a combination of larger stones and smaller stones that will allow a top layer of gravel to be put over it that will safely hold vehicles that won't, you know, rut or collect water in the wintertime. And so there's the bigger the rock, the more secure. And I just found out, because I was ready to pull out the big rocks, and my handyman said, no, those are important. They work their way down in time, and they provide a good foundation. And so, beloved, we're not standing on sinking sand. We are standing on the rock of our salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ. He did it. He set our feet upon a rock, and that represents security. Do you remember, I'm thinking now of that parable that Jesus shared about the man who built his house upon a rock and a man who built his house upon the sand. The storms came, the wind, the floods came, but the man who had built his house on the solid rock, that endured. That didn't fall, but a man who built on the sand, well, great was the fall of that house. And so, we are placed by the Lord on a secure foundation. Psalm 18:2 says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust." And then a passage of scripture I've always loved, Psalm 27:5, "For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Praise God. And then there's a passage in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 10 and 4, very clearly speaking of Christ as the rock, and they all did drink the same spiritual drink. This is referring to Israel of old, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Praise God. All right, now what is the fourth thing that the Lord has done for us? He establishes our goings. And so, beloved, he just doesn't deliver you and then, you know, set you, okay, you're delivered now, so make it on your own just as best you can. He directs us. He leads us in a plain path because of our enemies. He directs your steps. He makes your steps firm. He steadies your steps. And this is the life, if you will, the work of the redeemed. Once he has delivered us, then he has a destiny, a plan for our lives that establish our goings. That Hebrew primary root word is kun, K-U-W-N, and it means to be erect, that is to stand perpendicular. It means to provide, to make provision, to make ready, to set fast, aright, to be stable. Proverbs 16 and 9 says, "A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directs his steps." And so the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. We know that when we have committed our life to Jesus, sometimes we may not understand all that's going on, but once we've surrendered our life, we can be certain that he's not going to let us go on a detour. He's leading us on a straight path. We just need to keep our eyes single. We need to keep our eyes on the Lord. If our eye is single, the word says, our whole body shall be full of light. He is the light of life. He is the one who lightens our darkness. Praise God. Micah said, "Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me." And so, beloved, he will deliver you out of a horrible pit. He'll help you deal with your flesh nature, that miry clay, which I said we were made out of the clay. And that I saw a resemblance that refers to the struggles we have with our flesh nature. Remember, Paul said, "The things I don't want to do, that's what I do. The things I want to do, I don't do. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" He goes on to say, "I thank God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Jesus is the one who can save and deliver to the uttermost. Praise God. Now, he's done all these wonderful things, but why did God deliver? Well, first of all, he heard your cry. Sometimes, you know, I've had the experience in my life that there was such a battle going on. The dimensions of the attack were so great. I felt completely overwhelmed. I felt that I didn't have strength. I felt I couldn't deal with it. At times when I was my absolute weakest, I called out to the Lord. I said, "Lord, I can't handle this. I can't handle this. Please come and help me." And it was at those times that I was the weakest. He never failed to respond. He never failed to move in ways that just, it was such a relief. It was such a wonder to know that he heard my personal cry. And beloved, he is no respecter of persons. What he did for David, what he did for Paul, what he did for me, he will do for you. He hears our cry. Let me turn over to Psalm 34. And there, the word of the Lord says, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open to their cry." And then I'd like to turn over into 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter. And I want to read verse 7. There David said, "In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. So when we call out to the Lord, sometimes we don't even know what to say. If we just say, Jesus, calling out for his help, he will hear us. Psalm 66 and 18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But in verse 19, he goes on to say, but verily God hath heard me. He hath attended unto the voice of my prayer. And he not only hears our cries, but he inclined unto me. That's what David said. What does that mean? He inclined unto me. That word inclined, he bent over to me. Beloved, that's a beautiful picture of God's loving kindness and his compassion. God was moved by his servant's situation. And you know what? Love is not just words, but it's action. It's doing something. And, you know, that should be true for our lives. If we say we love the Lord, then we need to do something. We need to show him, not that we can do anything to earn our salvation, but our loving service toward him shows the measure of our devotion. Praise God. Let me read a little bit out of Psalm 18. And I want to read verses, I'll start at 3. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. He describes the dreadful condition he was in, but I love the Lord's response. I may not have time to read all of it, but it says, then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. Then went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. The Lord also thundered in the heaven, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He shot out lightnings and discomfited them. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. And beloved, that's what he will do for you. Trust in the Lord. Praise him. He will deliver you from all of the trouble and afflictions you're going through. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Well, my time is gone. I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue on sharing some more gems and treasures out of this beautiful psalm. I love you. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.